Please answer questions 34 to 37 according to the following article.
Theme parks have been around for a long time. They are a specific type of amusement park, usually much more intricately themed to cater to specific interests or age groups. However, when you are enjoying the rides, have you ever thought about this? How do the rides work? What is the physics that goes into the making of the rides? For example, most theme parks feature thrilling rides, such as Ferris wheels, roller coasters, and pirate ships. But have you ever noticed that the first hill on a roller coaster is always the highest? The fact is, once the roller coaster is pulled to the top of the hill, the potential energy is at its fullest. Then, when the roller coaster makes its way down, that energy is converted into kinetic energy. It will reach its fullest thrust at the bottom of the hill, sending the riders screaming all the way, yet enjoying the high speed. Another example is the pirate ship. Inspired by the pendulum, pirate ship designers found that if the ride travels in a 360-degree circle, then, for a brief moment, the rider will fall out of the seat at the top of the circle, awarding the rider with a weightless sensation. People may not know about the physics at work behind the sensation, but they keep coming back for more.